For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome to another edition of the Howard Eskin podcast. And with the Eagles making so many changes and so many, I don't think is too strong a word, but it happens. They win a Super Bowl. There's still this biggest story in Philadelphia. There's still more interest about the Eagles than any other sport or any other team in Philadelphia, even though the Phillies have acquired a top line, a number one starter. But it's changes that always happen after a Super Bowl. And the Eagles aren't the only team that have done that. Torrey Smith is one of the changes. Now, he wasn't the best player on the team, but he did have some challenges during the year with catching balls. But as far as what he meant to the team, very important and very big when it came down to the playoffs and the catches and the plays that he made in the playoffs. I had a chance to talk to Torrey Smith after he was traded to the Carolina Panthers. Said so many good things about the city, about the team, about his teammates, about the players. And I just thought, even though I had it on the air, that I just thought, he said so many really, really interesting things that I should put it up on the podcast for people to be able to find it easily enough and listen to. After you hear from Torrey Smith, I'll have some comments about the Phillies' latest acquisition. What I think, and I don't think it's a slam dunk with acquiring or signing pitcher Jake Arrieta, but I'll tell you what I think about Jake Arrieta and where the Phillies can go, what they can do. But first, let's hear from Torrey Smith.
I will introduce this now almost ex-Eagle. It's not official until next week. As one of the nicest people that I have ever met, and he's an athlete. Which sometimes doesn't compute. And Torrey Smith, who joins us now. Torrey, I say that with all honesty. Although we don't agree on basketball, I do know how it was just to have guys like you in the locker room, which just so nice, so good, fun, didn't take, sometimes things happened that weren't the best. But you always came out, and you were always you were always there for us in the media and for the people. And I am thanking you for many people. Thank you very much for the year that you gave us in Philadelphia. I really mean that. I really do.
Yeah, no problem. I appreciate y'all, man. It was fun. It was special. And like I said, that goes down forever, so they can't take that away.
You know, Torrey, it's I don't even know where to point. The one thing that I've said, and I saw this in the middle of the season, that locker room had the best chemistry that I have ever seen for an Eagles team, and I've covered this team for a long time. And when did you feel it, and how did you feel the brotherhood, the guys having each other's back? When did you see that, and how did it feel?
Well, for me, I knew when I came in, I was like, man, everything just looked right. It felt right. And as the year kind of went on the summer, you're like, man, it's just a bunch of, like, good men. And so, obviously, the team did a great job bringing a lot of great men in. And generally, it's, you know, if you're around people that you like, you play better. You know, that's not to say everyone loves each other. It's like a big kumbaya fest. But, you know, it's a place where, you know, everyone genuinely enjoys being around each other. You know, there aren't any egos. You can literally see anyone from the team sitting with anyone, regardless of how many years they played, regardless of what their standing is with the team. It didn't matter. It was all about family, and we played for each other, and that's why we're able to be so successful.
When the team had all the, and they had a lot of injuries, and that's what makes this whole year so, the unexpected is always better than the expected, I think. And it made it so unbelievable. All these injuries, how important it was that guys had each other back and the next man up philosophy. How important was that, that you had the teammates you had to overcome those injuries?
Yeah, it was huge because we believed in ourselves. You know, the team wasn't built around believing in individuals. We believed in each other together. And so with that being said, if someone goes down, you know, you're comfortable with what's next and who's behind them. And even when, you know, things started off a little rocky, we were like, we never wavered and we expected everything to happen the way it did.
You know what? I remember at the Rams game, Carson goes down, and you guys probably knew a little before the end of the game, while you're still trying to win a game. But when you walked in the locker room and you knew it at that time, how did the team overcome the injury to the player that should have been the MVP in the league? How do you overcome that?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. You know, you're like, man, like we just lost the MVP, you know. But I was saying it from day one. Well, we also have the same guy who threw 7 touchdowns in a game a few years ago. So let's roll. We're lucky. You know, so that's a credit to Howie for having that type of arsenal there. And even Nate, you know, Nate's obviously young. But he would have been ready if the opportunity was there as well. The team was built that way to handle whatever happened. If someone was hurt, someone was struggling. And that's ultimately why we were successful, because we didn't have to rely on one individual to carry the team.
Nick Foles did a unbelievable job. I don't even have to say that. We know that. Mm-hmm. And the team never wavered in the confidence for Nick. Why was that the case?
I think because you know the type of person he is and obviously the type of player that he is. The thing with Nick is like it's just reps. You know, and some people also play better than in games than they do in practice. And for us, you know, you as a backup, you don't get very many reps at all. And there's also a guy who's hurt in camp. So then he was getting stronger as the season went on, and you could see it, and all of a sudden our practices started to look like flawless in a lot of ways. We were practicing very well. He was super confident. Everyone was confident. And his light was kind of shining on everyone. And everyone kind of just rallied around. We knew the type of pressure, you know, because if we didn't get it done, all everyone would have said is, you know, we didn't win because we didn't have Carson. And so for us to be able to have Nick lead the way he did and play the way he did, it was huge because, you know, it proved that, you know, it was all about the team.
You know, Torrey, you were with the Ravens, I think, for the following year after they won the Super Bowl, correct?
Mm-hmm.
You had one more year. There's always changes in a team. Obviously, you're one of the changes. There's going to be more to come. Explain to people, when a team wins a Super Bowl, or football teams can never remain the same, and how does a team overcome that? But the fact that the Ravens had a change after you won a Super Bowl as well, correct?
Yeah, I mean, there are multiple changes, a lot of changes, actually. But that tends to happen to the teams that win because, one, the teams that win normally don't have much salary cap room. The teams that win, people want their free agents because you have some talented folks as well. So you're going to lose some free agents. And people want to know a little bit of that culture, see what you bring there because you've been there. So there's power in that. I know that because I played on the team with, you know, with Ray Lewis, with Anquan. Like, these guys are, like, winners and some of the greatest to play their positions ever. But there was some power to that in the way we worked and ultimately staying focused on the goal. And so that was huge for us. And I think here, obviously, now you have a full team that's full of experienced guys. And so you're going to lose people. You're going to lose free agents, guys. That if you keep everybody, you would. That's the nature of the business. But, you know, they're in a great situation here, you know, again, with the way they built it, that, you know, it's not going to be that big of a change. Like, the window is here is wide open.
So you think the Eagles, even though you're not a member of them, still really, with all the changes that are going to happen,
absolutely,
you're still very confident in what this team can do?
Absolutely. Like, there's no doubt about it. I mean, I don't say stuff to, you know, just to say, like, oh, man, it's the right thing to say. Like, when I was unsure, you know, the last month or so, how, or even, like, right after Super Bowl, like, hey, what's going to happen next? I'm like, I don't know, but I know this team has a chance to be deep. You know, that's with or without me or with or without a lot of players. That's why you have the draft. That's why you have free agency. And, I mean, you he built the team, and the things they were doing free agency and trades last year were key to why we won. You know, you look at some of the guys that you know, they're ready to bring in. I wouldn't say people were banging down the doors to have everyone. You know, and you just pieced it together the right way.
Torrey, there's players, you were one of them that came here, and basically you had a 3-year contract, but it was a 1-year contract if they wanted it to be. The same thing with Alshon, the same thing with Tim Jernigan. Why did you, and why do you think the other players came to the Philadelphia Eagles?
Came to win. I mean, literally a year ago, yesterday, or today, you know, I was sitting there with Alshon, and I'm like, man, like, why are you coming here? Like, to win. We got a good young quarterback, and everything felt right. Now, a year later, I'm going out the door, but that's ultimately what we came here for, and everything was what we expected. Obviously, it was a grind, and, you know, we had to work, which nothing's given to you, but everything worked out the way we expected it. And I think a lot of people can't confidently say that. They're like, hey, man, you know, we're going to go all the way. We feel it, but we knew it, and that was going to be the goal. And I also have been saying the same thing forever. It was real, and, you know, that's what we're going to work.
You know, Torrey, you obviously, as you just said, knew that there was a possibility that you wouldn't be back. When you find out officially yesterday, obviously you knew it happened. They talked to your agent. And even Drew Rosenhaus, I believe, is your agent. And I think he said it's probably unlikely that you'll be back. But when it finally happens, what did it feel like for you?
I was fine. Like, I wasn't really... You know, first of all, they kept me in the loop on things because, like, you know, you had to communicate the combine with your agent, but also knew that I would have options as a free agent. So, you know, I wasn't really losing any sleep, but it was one of the things where, like, I wanted to come back, and the business side of things, certain things I just couldn't do. So the team did what was right for the team, and they're going to get a great young cornerback in return, and you know, they're able to trade me to a place that has a chance to win.
You know, when you and I'm sure you know that the Eagles play Carolina this year. Have you thought about it at all?
No, I looked up. Yeah, I was in the group chat with the receivers, like, man, I'm going to kick y'all ass next year. But it was, you know, it was pretty cool to see that. You know, you know how the business goes. You play against people all the time. But, you know, the thing about it, for me at least, when I played against teams like, I've had great relationship with the guys. So it was like, you're playing against your brother. Like, and I played the Ravens the first year I left, you know, and that's the organization that drafted me when I was in San Francisco. So it's kind of weird because you know how much, you know, blood, sweat, and tears you had together. But at the same time, it's also awesome to get up with them and compete with them because, you know, they're awesome players. Some of the best in the world.
Are you going to, I know your family's from here. Are you going to eventually keep this as your home, Philadelphia?
My home's in Maryland, but we're still going to be doing things up here in the community forever. And that's because, like I said, my wife has roots there. I mean, that's probably some of the hardest phone calls. You know, it wasn't talking to, you know, the guys on the team that, you know, I love, like, some of the kids that we deal with here, you know, like, man, y'all leaving us, like, you know, we have with the track team in my wife's town, and, you know, like, she's over there tearing up, reading messages and stuff, like, it's all right, so we're going to be around here, you know, the entire off season. Obviously, I'll have to be gone, but, yeah, we'll be very much a part of their lives still, and still try to make sure that, you know, we can give kids the opportunity that they deserve.
Did you talk to some of your ex-teammates after that it came out yesterday?
Yeah, I talked to everyone. For the most part, I mean, the phone blows up, and that's how the team is. You know, great group of guys, great group of men. And, man, I tell everybody all the time, you know, not blowing smoke. Like, I feel like, you know, I was here for a reason, and it was bigger than just this win. But this locker room, you know, I'm a better man because, you know, I play for the Eagles.
Torrey, you wrote one of the best messages that I think that I've ever seen from an athlete that's leaving a team yesterday, and you posted it on Twitter, and I retweeted it. And was it hard to write that, kind of the finality of it, or did it make you feel good to tell everybody how you felt about everybody?
I think it Not to say it was hard because I understand the nature of the business. I'll tell you what, it's also better to do that knowing that we left on a high note. So, yeah. That's a pretty cool experience because, everything has just been high, from the parade to dealing with people in the city. Like, everything's just been on that swing. So, there's no negative vibes. There's no hostility. I'm not mad. Like, I know things I could have done better, and I know I wasn't the best version of myself. But, I was there when we needed the most, and I was there to play my part to help us win it all. So to show respect to people who, I genuinely love and care about, who were special to me this year, it means the world. And I know that, whenever I'm done and I come back, I can always stop by there, whether it's Mr. Lurie or Dom or the coaches or whoever. That type of stuff is forever. And I'll be up in contract and a lot for as long as I'm living. So to have the opportunity to still be around here, every time I drive up 95 past the link, I'll know that, hey, I was a part of that. My boys were able to experience that. And that's all stuff you can't take away. So to be able to leave that message, it was special. And I hope the people that, I acknowledge know that it was sincere, and even including the fans.
Yeah, the memories never go away, do they? That's the one great thing. The games go on, move on, but the memories will never leave you. And is it some of the best memories you've ever had as a professional football player?
Absolutely. I've never had this much fun playing the game. And I said it was all because of the people. I think I'll never forget, looking at my two boys. They're young now. I can't wait when they're older. I'll be able to show them pictures. Or, even when I go to a game down the line when I'm retired and look, hey, man, we played here. You were able to celebrate down on this field. And, all these things that, like I said, you can't take away. And so I'm thankful that I've had that experience. And that's something I've been talking about for a long time.
Well, the one thing you got to tell, you can't pollute their mind with the fact that you think LeBron is the greatest of all time. I can't let you go without bringing that up. There's no way, man. There's just no way.
That's all right. I'll be calling you during the playoffs, and we go talk about it.
Hey, wait. I told you during the year, I don't think that the Cleveland Cavaliers are going to the finals. I don't care. LeBron, yeah. No LeBron. You're starting to lean my way now, aren't you?
You know what? People thought the Eagles were going to struggle too because things weren't going well towards the end. But you could turn it right back up.
I'm going to tell you, LeBron right now, the only thing he's trying to do, they play no defense in Cleveland. And he's part of playing no defense. He wants to move up the ladder in points scored because he's trying to form. I mean, the guy is a great player. We don't disagree about that. But he's trying to create his legacy of points, and I think that's what his main concern is right now. And he's not Michael Jordan. He's not Wilt Chamberlain. He's not Larry Bird. He's not Oscar Robertson. He's got to buy a ticket if he wants to go see the Mount Rushmore.
Oh, my goodness. I tell you what, the one thing about, I think he's definitely concerned about winning because, like you said, he's not all of those guys because he's better than them. So he's already there. He's already at the top. So it's all about trying to cement his legacy with more rings, which he's never going to get to six. But another one would be very respectful, and maybe he'll move up in your top seven. That doesn't really make any sense.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you, he's not going to get another championship. So just suck it up. He's going to have a losing record in the finals. That's not going to change. Just remember that. Michael Jordan won three in a row, left to play baseball, came back and won three in a row. He can't beat that. He can't beat Wilt Chamberlain. He can't beat Oscar Robertson, who averaged a triple-double in his career. And yeah. I know, hey, listen, I didn't see much of Oscar, but I saw Michael Jordan. As a kid, I saw Wilt Chamberlain. I'm telling you, and we're going to talk to each other forever because I really do love you, man. But we're going to talk to each other forever. I am going to someday convince you he's not the greatest of all time.
Nah, that's not happening. I'm telling you, I watched some throwback films, and we had that conversation. Even my favorite player, Magic Johnson, he can only dribble with one hand. Like, you can't tell me LeBron wouldn't have dominated that era. Like, come on. It's like he's a creative player. If you'd have took him back then, and the game wasn't even all that physical. Yeah, they had hard fouls, but I'm watching them old guys let people go right through, too. So LeBron would have dominated.
All right, here's the question that I know I've mentioned it to you. I love talking about other things other than football with you. If in the last 2 minutes of a big game, who do you want? Do you want LeBron, Michael Jordan, or Kevin Durant or Russell Westbrook?
Man, I think you can go with any. I think you can go with anybody, but I'm gonna pick LeBron or Kobe.
I would take Kobe over him too. I didn't even put Kobe in there. I would take everybody over him in the last 2 minutes.
That doesn't mean I wouldn't take him. I just know that those guys, like, it's just different. But that doesn't make them a better player. Like, that doesn't make them a better teammate for sure. Like, LeBron is easily a better teammate, easily a better leader, and he makes the players around him better. Those guys are great players, but they're by themselves. He's the greatest, and he elevates everyone's game around them. They're better because they play with him. When he leaves, when LeBron leaves the team, they're horrible. They're trash. When Jordan leaves, they still make it to the playoffs. They still have a record that's just as good. So until that changes, LeBron's the GOAT.
Jordan wasn't the general manager. LeBron gets coaches fired. He tells you what players to bring in. So they bring in players. They're stuck with Kevin Love in Cleveland. He brings in, and the team turns to garbage when he leaves because he set it all up. They capped themselves out. It's a different world. Torrey, I'm one of these days, that's my challenge. I'm going to convince you, man.
Well, I'm glad you said that he's the GM. So when young GOAT Carson Wentz wants to bring in all these stud receivers and running backs and tell Howie, hey, I want them, and it doesn't go right or it goes well, like, he needs the credit. Great players have an impact on those decisions. So Carson's going to be that. He's that guy right now, and he'll be able to do that soon. So you can't accept that for one team, one sport, and not the other.
Stop. Okay. Hey, man, I'm looking for, I'll be talking to you, and I'm looking forward to the we don't know when it is yet, when the Eagles play Carolina, but I'll be talking to you before then. And thanks for coming on, and thanks for being who you are. And I think that's the most important thing. Thank you very much.
I don't think there's any question that Torrey Smith enjoyed this year. The problem, and I've said it before, I'm going to miss the chemistry, and it can't be the same. The chemistry in the Eagles locker room is going to be missed. Torrey Smith is just one of those guys. Trey Burton obviously won't be back. And there'll be other changes, other moves. Michael Bennett will come here. That means the other players won't be back. But Torrey Smith became, as he said, a better man playing with the Philadelphia Eagles. And I think that's not understated by Torrey Smith. Teams have to move on. They will move on. But players like that will be missed. And what's great is the Eagles will have a chance, and Torrey Smith will have a chance to play against the Eagles because the Carolina Panthers are on their schedule. All right. I don't want to deal with the LeBron things that I talked to with Torrey Smith. We'll get to that at a later date. Cleveland is falling apart. I don't think LeBron is playing, and he used to be a very, very good defensive player. I don't think he's playing as hard at the defensive end, and I alluded to that, but we'll get to that later. All right, the Phillies signing of Jake Arrieta. There's no question it will make the Phillies a better team in 2018. Absolutely no question. I think the Phillies are speeding up. I don't want to call it the process, just speeding up the growth of the Phillies, but is it the right thing? This year, Jake Arrieta, no question, will help the Phillies. There's no question. But if you look at his numbers over the last couple of years, his numbers have declined since he won the Cy Young in 2015. He's 32 years old. You don't get better with age unless you're taking something you're not supposed to take. And again, this year it'll be fine. Year two, probably okay. I know he can opt out of year three, and the Phillies can give him more years. I think the Phillies giving him more years after the second year are unlikely. I think the agent Scott Boras just wanted to make the contract numbers look better than they really are. But $75 million over 3 years is not bad either. He'll make $30 million the first year. First year will make the Phillies better. Second year, I'm not sure. And the third year would concern me if you base it on what he's done over the last couple of years. But how good can the Phillies be with acquiring Jake Arrieta? They will be better. And I think with the signing of Santana and Jake Arrieta, I think what the Phillies are doing, and I think Gabe Kapler put his neck on the line, not Gabe Kapler, I mean Klentak. I think Klentak put the general manager, put his job on the line. Matt Klentak signed Gabe Kapler. It wasn't, it was a very, very bold, I'll use that word that Gabe Kapler uses, a bold choice. And I think he's trying to help. And the Phillies really had not planned to sign free agents till big free agents till after 2018. Because will the Phillies really be ready with their young players to have those players make it to where they need to make it? Money is no object for the owner, John Middleton. So that don't worry about that. Draft picks in baseball aren't as big a deal, and the Phillies have lost two draft picks by the signing of Santana and Jake Arrieta. That's not a big deal. But I think Matt Klentak really wanted to make Gabe Kapler and his record look better, and he did some things. Are they good enough? And I think that good enough means to contend, yes, because the first 3 months of the season, everybody contends. We'll see after that. Remember, a pitcher only pitches every 5 days, so he's only in the lineup every 5 days. Will that make him better? Yes. How much better? Playoff better? I am not sure. Phillies won 66 games. With the growth of the young players, and they still have to make some moves, with the growth of the young players, I mean, there's some other trades that I would make. With the growth of the young players, I don't know if they're quite ready yet with the two additions to be a playoff team, a wild card team. If they make the wild card, Gabe Kapler is going to look like a hero, the manager. But I'm not sure you go from 66 wins to be a wild card team. You probably have to get to 86 to 88 wins. What that does, that means you're going to win 20-some more games this year. I don't know that it happens with just two additions and the growth that you hope the growth is of the minor league players they have on the team. I think they're going to miss Freddie Galvis, and people have kind of ignored that. J.P. Crawford is not Freddie Galvis to what he means to the team in the locker room, and I know his analytic numbers could be better with on-base percentage, but I'm not sure he's going to be better than Freddie Galvis. Phillies will be a better team. Are they a playoff team? I'm not so sure yet. Even are they a contender? Sure, they'll be a contender, but everybody is, as I said, for the first 3 or 4 months. So we'll see what happens. First year, good move for the Phillies. After that, I want to see how he pitches in the first 2 to 3 months, and maybe we can make a better determination of that. Okay, thanks for joining us on this edition of the Howard Eskin podcast. I will tweet this out. If you miss it, I will also tweet when the next podcast will be coming up. Thanks, and everybody, have a great day.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.